This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, from the Moss Nissan Studio to great radio stations all across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police and hospital ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things that we have over there for you. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Well, the president on the Syria troop withdrawal, they're being withdrawn all right, but they're going from one point to another point. They're not really leaving the area. And he says, and I quote, "I am not siding with anybody." What kind of a statement is that?
Good question.
That's why I asked you.
I don't know. I mean, as the minutes go by, I'm getting madder by the second on this decision. So, I mean, he does some great decisions on domestic policy. And there's a few good ones on foreign policy, but this one isn't one of them.
Well, somebody somewhere along the line thought this was great, and I don't know who it is. I don't know who gave him the idea, but he's apparently sold on the idea that Mr. Erdogan is going to live up to what his end of the agreement is, and I don't seem to remember Turkey living up to too many agreements, do you?
Okay, well, look, it was a couple months ago that Erdogan told Europe, hey, they were trying to work out the fact that Europe needed to take back some of their people.
Mm-hmm.
And they needed to help with the expenses of the 2.5 million Syrian refugees he's got in his country. And Europe just sort of blew them off.
Mm-hmm.
And so Erdogan is blaming that failure on the United States. Okay, you know, I mean, these countries are sovereign. They can do whatever they want. But in the meantime, there's still, between the two countries, Iraq and Syria, you still have several thousand Islamic State fighters.
Sure.
All right? You know, the caliphate, the caliphate land area has been defeated.
Right.
They don't hold land that they once did.
Right.
But the caliphate still stands. It's an ideology. You're not going to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so having said that, the Peshmerga, the Kurds,
right,
have been, you know, they've been doing all the fighting. We've been advising them.
Right.
Trump comes out and says that we have got 50 of our fighters in northern Syria with the Kurds. That's not true. We have about 1,000 people
that are
there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Kurds are actually detaining several thousand Islamic State fighters and associated families that have fallen in with Islamic State.
Mm-hmm.
They're holding them in detention. What's at issue here, because it just came to me, is that the United States, our military, has already warned Europe and the Middle East that the Kurds, when they, if they're forced to leave, because there were some airstrikes already yesterday.
That's right.
By Turkey, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That they could, these Islamic State fighters could decide to overtake the prisons, if you will, whatever these detention camps, whatever they're in.
Sure, more of them are Israeli guys. Go ahead.
Yep. And they could, these Islamic State fighters could end up just all over the place and invade Turkey. So, now we, this whole thing has caused a chaotic, potentially a chaotic, deadly outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the United States and Turkey was working out, feeble as it was, some kind of a deal where we would have some kind of a, you know, a safe haven or a safe zone,
right,
and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Well, that fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts here, but the United States has already moved out of several outposts in northern Syria.
Correct.
Where they've gone, we don't know. We're not supposed to know for the safety of them.
Right. But they're still in the region. So, that's all I can say.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know whether they have gone over to help the Kurds with the detention facilities. We don't know. We don't have an idea, and we're not supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
But this wasn't well thought out, as I see it. He said it was a campaign promise. He admitted it was a campaign promise, and he's fulfilling the campaign promise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that campaign promise is a betrayal to the Kurds. It's a deadly consequence here, and then we don't fully understand what the relationship is. You know, we just get these snippets and headlines. The relationship is with Turkey, Syria, Russia, and Iran. I would also argue that it has a high potential of putting some very big burdens on Syria.
Yeah.
I mean, on Israel.
Israel,
because
yeah,
of the Golan Heights.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. And that's what's going on as of the moment. And we are watching to see what might or might not take place. I've got everything going on here. All my different Middle East monitors. I've got all that stuff lit up right here right now. So I'm watching it. But we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA, and for a certain limited time, by the way, every day at midnight, they offer a new gun a day giveaway over there at my website. You can go over to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com and click on the USCCA logo right there on the right tab of that website. And when you click on that, down will drop a window, and boom, it'll give you a chance to sign up and register to win the free gun a day giveaway. We want to give it away to somebody here in the radio show, so you got to keep filling it out, filling out, filling out, and sooner or later, you know, nature will take its course and somebody will win the gun, and I can announce who it is. But also, while you're there, take a look at the three levels of membership, because you can have like a good, better, best selection of what you want to do should you want to become a member of the USCCA. And in doing so, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including that great Concealed Carry Magazine award-winning that gives you a bunch of coupons and savers every month when it comes out. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. All righty, and let's drift out over here again to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning again. And I've got, what is this, somebody, Steve in Thailand is sending me something. Let me see. CNBC, what? CNBC breaking sports news. What do you mean breaking sports news? I don't know if he's trying to give me a sports score or not, but the Rays won yesterday. I know that much. The Yankees won. The Dodgers won, and your favorite football team won over the weekend, I think, right?
Neither of my football teams won.
I don't know, but let's see here. Atheist group, what? What is he sending me here? Let's see here. I'm trying to see what he did. About Russia. It's about the basketball. What is this nonsense going on with Russia and the basketball teams, NBA?
Everybody was trying to cover it, and it was making me mad, so I didn't listen to all of it. But apparently there's a lot of money on the line of China giving big money to the NBA, and the NBA is just all in with China. They think that China's great and wonderful, blah, 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 blah. But remember, with the NBA that didn't want to play here and didn't want to play there because of the bathroom, okay. the bathroom thing. But
yeah.
And yet the NBA doesn't seem to understand the violation of the human rights, but more, mm-hmm. they're not even recognizing the freedom fighters or the freedom protests that are going on in Hong Kong.
I got the breaking news finally. It's the Chinese state television known as CCTV said it was suspending the current broadcast arrangements for the NBC's preseason games in China. And they said they're going to immediately investigate all cooperation and exchanges involving the NBA. It comes after NBA Commissioner Adam Silver defended the Houston Rockets general manager with what he said when he put out a tweet or something like that, which has since been deleted. But that's what's going on. That's the breaking news coming out of China.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't bother me the least little bit. I don't care what they do. But that's just me. All right, well, going back to where we were, let's see here. I sent you something here.
Well, one thing, I mean, raise your hand here if anybody saw how McAleenan, who is the acting Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, was invited to Georgetown Law School to give a talk, and the audience was some professors, an awful lot of law students, and there were all these protests. He tried three times to speak because he was the speaker and to give a Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
They protested. The people that were hosting it told the protesters, like, give it a rest.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't do it. So he walked out after the third try.
Hmm. Wonderful. Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, so they don't want a discourse.
Right. Now, China, the vice premier is apparently in the United States for trade talks this week. How do you think that's going to go?
I don't.
Okay, because Kudlow, Larry Kudlow is saying he's got strong expectations, substantial hope in the China trade talks. And I don't know what the breaking point is here. Who needs to do what to who to make things work? Do you?
Well, they're trying to narrow the scope of the talks this time. They're trying to they're not trying to infect it with all these other side deals that are always part of the talks. Because I mean, you go down one path of the talks with China, and then next thing you know, you're talking about stealing intellectual property, you're talking about 5G, you're talking about human rights, you're talking about, Hong Kong, you're talking about all these other things. So what they're trying to do is focus on one track and not have all these other things interjected. Now, what this one track is, we don't necessarily know, but we may get some small result out of this, but it's not going to take us where we need to be. Quite frankly, I don't care if we ever have a trade deal with China.
Mm. And I got you on that one. Now, here's something that just popped up. The U.S. seeks to blacklist Chinese artificial intelligence firms.
Yeah, good.
I know they're probably not doing anything to help us, right?
No, I mean, China is just as much of a rogue, country to the United States as Turkey is, and for different reasons. I don't even know where to go with it to kind of describe the relationship that we should have, could have, we don't want with China. We just don't. And it's not just the United States. It's what China's doing to other countries that is causing the equilibrium of the world. It's not that we have any, but it's making it worse. I mean, there's a lot of nastiness that China's doing in Latin America and Central America,
mm-hmm.
Which too is causing financial instability in some of these countries. Hence the reason that we end up with all these asylees and migrants and whatever else. So, I mean, you can't have a single two-sentence explanation when it comes to all things of relationships that the United States has with countries across the globe. Pompeo's got the saddest job, I think, in Washington, D.C., honestly.
All right. Now, I did get something that did come popping in here just a few minutes ago, and I just now I'm looking at it because I saw the headline and didn't pay attention to it, but now I'm going to read the headline, and then I'll read the story. Hundreds of Russian mercenaries now in Venezuela, according to a U.S. Admiral Craig Faller, head of U.S. Southern Command. He says that hundreds of Russian mercenaries are now in Venezuela to prop up the illegitimate regime of President Nicolas Maduro. They are personally engaged with Maduro and his security force, who has announced his intention to go to North Korea to break out of the isolation imposed by the U.S. and its allies. So what are they going to do? Follow him to North Korea?
I would be checking the date on that because that's not new news at all.
I thought we talked about it.
We have. I mean, we have to. They're known as the Wagner Group, or we call them Wagner Group.
Mm-hmm.
But that is kind of their secret little mercenary, deadly, go in and kind of clean up the mess people that kind of operate off the official books in Russia, but, you know, Russia loves sending them all over the place.
So
that's not a new condition at all.
Now, we talked about ISIS in Syria, correct?
Yeah.
How about ISIS in Afghanistan? Listen to this one. ISIS in Afghanistan is still able to field thousands of fighters despite the hellacious fight to destroy it because back in April of 2017, U.S. forces dropped one of the largest non-nuclear bombs in an ISIS cave complex in the Nangarhar province in Afghanistan, dubbed the mother of all bombs. It killed dozens of fighters. However, they're still in the area.
Yeah.
So now what, Coach?
I kind of say it again. Trump has been trying to pull out of Afghanistan too.
Mm-hmm.
We've got unfinished business here, so we have we've gained a reputation, or we've added to the reputation that we're not finishing things through to their end.
Okay.
Now I'm not blaming Trump on the Afghanistan thing. Because I would argue over the entire administration of Obama's, the
all
rules
right.
of engagement changed up in Afghanistan 19 times.
Now, we got Dan the Man on the line here, so let me... Oh, well, Dan the Man, you hang on. But anyway, Denise, I got to let you go because our time is up. The break is coming. But Dan the Man, you hang on the phone. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow, Denise.
Yes, sir.
All righty, let's get on over here, and I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to find out if we can get Dan the Man on here in the next segment, because he's always interesting. And
you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Everyone said, can we get to 100%? Now I get to 100%. And they say, well, maybe we could stay longer. I say, well, When do we get out? There's going to be a time we get out. We have to bring our people back home.
President Trump says it's time for countries with conflicts to take care of themselves. The president defending his decision to withdraw troops from Syria. After a military briefing at the White House, the president warning the president of Turkey not to go after the Kurds.
I've told President Erdogan I hope he's going to treat everybody with great respect.
Now, as for the impeachment inquiry, Democrats issuing subpoenas for documents to the Office of Management and Budget and to the Pentagon. The president calls the proceedings a scam. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down almost 96 points, the NASDAQ off 26, the S&P 500 down 13 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends at the National Aviation Academy, and we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More of you have chosen to go to technical schools and learn a trade that will, in most cases, pay you not quite as much as what a college degree would pay you, but at least you'll have a job right off the bat. And as we like to say in the union circles, you'll start out as an apprentice at 80% or whatever the going rate is, and that's just the way it is. Now, National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 to $60,000 a year, and you can make a lot more money than that right off the bat. It's all contingent to you and your God-given ability. So, check them out online. They've got two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass. Up in Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in Tampa Bay. Go to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and give them a call if you want at 800-659-2080 and tell them you want to take the tour. You want to tour their campus. So that's naa.edu. Or 800-659-2080 and tell them you want to take the tour. And then don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, well, we're going to go right to the phone line here because we've got Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
Not bad. Now, you the reason that I'm doing what we're doing right now is because you've always got a bunch of interesting information, and the people really love it when you come on. So what's on your mind? You heard us what we were talking about there, but what's on your mind?
Well, two things, really. One's kind of Venezuela. The other one's China.
Mm-hmm.
But the mercenaries, it's just now breaking. It shows you how heads up our media is. Those mercenaries have been in Venezuela for over a year.
I think more than that, really, but that's okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they had the Russians have a big transport base down there now.
Right.
We should have, you know, a lot of this could lay at Obama's footsteps because he never did anything down there. This buildup has been going on now for over a decade when he could have taken care of it, and he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're seeing the results of this. What you got is a king-size Cuba now.
Mm-hmm.
Just something else that's going to perpetuate guerrilla war into Central America. We could be looking at, you know, now even Nicaragua's being remilitarized.
Right.
The same problem we had in the 80s, and it's going to come back on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
I, in a way, I feel sorry for Trump because he's got a lot of fires all over the world.
Yeah.
But, you know, China... And the trade, the vice premier is in the United States. They're just dragging this out. It's a lot of window dressing. Larry Kudlow, who I know and who I have a great deal of respect for, he's a great economist. He's a great teacher. When he was on TV, he was able to explain how the financial system worked to the average American.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, his take-home pay philosophy resonated with people.
Right.
But he's a lousy politician. We're not going to get a trade deal anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trump and his administration, Mnuchin and Kudlow, they're frustrated by the Chinese. That is one of the characteristics of the Chinese personality is to frustrate your enemy, and we are their enemy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people forget that. They're not our adversary.
Nope.
They're not our friends. We help make what you see. We have created a monster that now we're trying to tame, and I don't know if we can do it. If we do, it's going to take years.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take decades. They've got tentacles into everything in the United States as well as the rest of the world. We're getting no help from the EU, who the Chinese are probably pounding over the head more than us,
mm-hmm.
especially the Germans, the French, the Italians. Now the Italians look like they're going to fall into the Chinese debt trap. And for a country that's supposed to be on its last leg, financially, it's supporting a lot of different areas of the world, a lot of different countries.
Right.
What I see is, you know, the trade war is just that. It is a war. And, you know, there's a lot of things that go into this that the average American doesn't even understand. Things we want, we take tariffs off of. Things they want, we'll take tariffs off for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a sideshow in a way, but it's also serious. But what I'm trying to say is, the Chinese and American trade war, it's going to go on for a long time. And the best thing we can do is probably disengage with China.
Uh-huh.
You know, originally, back during the Eisenhower years, we just didn't trade with communist countries. They don't live up to the rule of law. They don't even know what rule of law is. The Chinese will never submit to a treaty or an agreement that goes against their communist rules and regulations there. And if you don't have that, you have nothing. And that's where I think the Americans don't understand, one, how big and powerful China is.
All right, well, hang on a second. I got a phone call coming in here, and I want to take it. This is from one of our regular callers, Eric. I know you've heard him before. So,
okay.
Good morning. Is that you, Eric?
Hey, good morning, sir.
You want to chime in on this?
I want to chime in real quick. Dan brings up an interesting point. I was earlier with segues into Syria, the Syria situation. He mentioned the 80s wants their politics back, and, you know, that's what's going on in Venezuela, Central America, you know, the assassination hit squad that would go around whacking and stacking all the nuns and priests
for
the Western government. So we got this thing, the situation going on in Afghanistan 19 years now officially, and now people are hemming and hawing about us wanting to pull out, which I'm going to have to say I support pulling out of the region in Syria, because what is potentially going to happen with the Kurds is that we're supporting basically 1980s politics and supporting the Mujahideen against the Soviets when they're in Afghanistan, and now we're going to, we want to, there's factions that want to support the Kurds, which, you know, no ding on the Kurdish people or anything like that, but they want to fight the Kurds who want their own independence from Iraq since, God knows, since the early 90s
right.
or longer.
Right.
And, you know, we left them hanging. I'm not saying we, I get the political correctness going on. They were left hanging by Western powers, and now you got Turkey, which is a member of NATO that
right.
people forget about. I think what we're looking at here is there's a faction of the Western powers that be that want to stay in these conflicts in order to perpetuate maybe a sort of dare I say imperialism of what's going on. I think that, you know, poor people in Venezuela.
Okay.
We missed the boat on that with the Obama administration. That boat's sailing. Right. I think we need to play defense now.
Let me pick it back up with Dan here, but thanks a lot for your call. Okay, well, Dan, let me just mention something. You remember when we heard about was that Biden that came up with the three-state solution in Iraq where you'd have the Kurds over here and the Shias over there and whoever the
heck? That goes back when he was a U.S. senator.
Okay, but that was his idea, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was his idea.
Because I remember him talking about it.
It was. The lines that you see in the Middle East go back when the British and the French were the colonial powers there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they're arbitrary. A lot of people don't understand that. Yeah, the Kurds right now are the biggest minority in the world that mm-hmm. doesn't have their own country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you find them in northern Iraq, you find them in northern Iran, you find them in a little bit of Afghanistan, you find them in southern Turkey, and you find him in northern Syria.
Mm-hmm.
What Eric just explained to me was that the problem that you heard from him was the problem you got with American foreign policy now.
Right.
We have Middle Easternized our foreign policy. He's changing alliances daily. And it's a friend one day, it's an enemy the next. But we went out on the edge of the ledge for the Kurds.
Mm-hmm.
And we might have a situation like Korea. Well, you're going to have American troops there,
DMZ,
small number, as a tripwire.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be enough. If we got out of Syria, based on what Trump says, now you have a Turkish, Russian, Iranian triad there to control everything. We're out of the picture completely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're in the Middle East and you're looking at this and you're saying,
all right.
Well, okay. We're getting out of the way of the Turkish army.
All right, well, we're going to run out of time here, so what do you want to do to wrap it up in about 20 seconds?
We look weak there. We didn't respond to Saudi Arabia when it got bombed. Now we're getting out of the way of the Turks. This looks like Saigon in 75.
God, I remember that.
We are losing a group of people, mm-hmm. like he said, hanging.
Yeah.
And there will be massacres there.
Yeah.
There will be genocide against the Kurds there if we pull out.
Mm-hmm. Well, we aren't very far away. We pulled back, but we haven't pulled out. That I do know. All right. Well, here comes the music, Dan. I got to let you go, but we'll talk again soon.
Okay. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. And it's Dan Mann, Lafayette, Indiana, and he's been in the government before. So, again, a very good voice. So he knows what he's talking about because he's been through this a time or two. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Coming back with Chris Markowski.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow.
But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's listening to us right now with her husband, Don, up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning tonight. And they're listening to me on 1330 WLBB in Carrollton, Georgia. Thank you very much for tuning in. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team up there in Kirkland, Washington. And remember, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, try some Relief Factor. You owe it to yourself. Now, I've been taking it for about 3.5 years. I've got arthritis. I've had a lot of breaks and fractures and this, that, and the other over the years. And that's what happens when you get old and decrepit. Just kidding. But that's what happens when you get old. Your arthritis kicks in. And, oh, man, I'm telling you, that and bursitis, which are, I don't know which is worse. But back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, all that sort of stuff. You can be over it soon. All you got to do is order the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. It works in about 80% of the cases. And you can go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. The starter, the quick start, is $19.95 plus shipping and handling. It'll be to you in about 3 to 5 days. relieffactor.com/captain. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We have the Vice Premier of China, gracing us with his presence. Apparently, he's here to do a little trade talk with us. Where do you think that's going to go?
We shall see. I don't think it's going to go very far. Quite honestly, I think that the Chinese came out and they eliminate all of our tariffs that we've put on their products. And then what they were going to do is turn around and more agricultural products here in the United States. And I'm going to be quite honest with you, Matt, that, they're agricultural products anyway. So it's not a very good at all. Trump has come down in regards to various different companies that, for all intents and purposes, black for some of these social credit, basically things that to observe their population. So he's still pushing the envelope. This I think this past week was a great just how bought we are as a nation. You saw what happened in the NBA, and you had the general manager putting out a tweet showing support democracy protesters in Hong Kong. The entire professional basketball league where it's apologizing and kowtowing Chinese. Last week was kind of interesting enough to show South Park's parody by we here in the United States will do anything, especially Hollywood and these other types out there that will basic movies to make sure that they can be aired. It's either we worship to the dollar or we pledge allegiance to the United States. Too many people pledge allegiance to the dollar. That's where we are today.
Well, here's the other thing. Right now we've got economists wrestling with how to help the left-behind areas we've got in the United States, because we do have some areas that have literally been left behind when it comes to different aid packages that were handed out before. Again, that all kind of started under Barack Obama, and they were picking or choosing where they wanted to send money, right?
Well, yeah, part of it. I guess. But like I said, we've got some language right now, and I think that they're right. I think we as a nation have got what we're going to be and where we're going to go, whether or not all of our values out or we're going to hold on to them.
Now, Adam Schiff has a history with impeachment. The California Democratic congressman is 2-0 on the impeachment battlefield so far, after leading a panel that secured House impeachments of two federal judges, one in 2009 and the other in 2010. I had no idea. No wonder he's the one that's the point man on all this.
Well, he's a political operator. Wow. These guys, Matt, where did they come from? They were for a very short period of time, and then they figure out, that, oh, geez, I'm going to get involved in politics. And that's the direction that they headed. But listen, it doesn't surprise me. This is how this guy operates.
Now, the president is right. We have to clean up America's cities. We've got an absolute junkyard, trash pit in some of these major cities across the United States. And it's not just the fact that people are living on the streets. It's the fact they're out there and they're shooting heroin up and they're doing the cocaine and all that sort of stuff out there.
Matt, that's their choice there. I mean, if San Francisco want to live in that kind of filth, that's their choice. I don't live there. I mean, we're a big country. I don't love it. It stresses me. I haven't been to San Francisco in years, and when I was there, it's because they didn't have cops walk at night, and I'm out and about, and I felt like I was walking around in a zombie movie with a walking around everywhere. It doesn't happen. It's getting a little bit worse here in New York, but it most certainly wasn't the case when I lived in charge. That wouldn't happen at all. Decide where you want to live, and elections have consequences. I don't live in Los Angeles. And those in that field, that's their choice.
Yeah.
I refuse to do that.
No, I can't believe that. Well, people may be moving out. I don't know. We'll see. But the president's emergency appeal yesterday is holding off New York's demand for his tax returns. This is not the first time he's done this. Where do you think that's going to go?
I don't understand how the cannot prosecute, can't go after a president in office. So I don't know where they're going to end up going with this, but that it's basically for political purposes. And that's everything that now it's just, it's one silly thing after another silly thing. They did a stay of that yesterday. So, I guess we'll back to the courts again.
And Congressman Devin Nunes said that the Intel Inspector General knowingly changed the whistleblower's complaint form.
Surprised me. And then you got a second whistleblower coming out and said that they had, you know, firsthand knowledge. You know the funny thing, firsthand knowledge of it now because we saw the transcript. Big deal. It's silly. We've heard from the people that were involved in the conversation. They didn't feel pressure. You know, it was interesting. Conversation that was unearthed in a very short time, said by Tucker Carlson, with Clinton putting pressure on Tony Blair.
Yeah.
An issue that needed to be good for Al Gore in the election.
Right, right. Finally, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from Minnesota has filed for divorce as affair allegations are swirling around right now, allegations of money going from her campaign illegally to her boyfriend. The boyfriend is saying that he's not having an affair with her, but yet the wife is getting a divorce because of adultery, because she apparently has got the goods on him, but the two of them there. And I don't know, this thing is just crazier than a $2 bill.
My representative, what am I going to do? I think that one of the problems you want to really, you know, help up with electoral is keep outside money out of districts that you can't vote in. I can't vote for Ilhan Omar. I know what I think. That's all well and good. I don't think that outside money should go into those from that district. Think that she's a good representative. You know, God help her.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to let you go, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so stay low up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Watchdog on Wall Street. Now, coming up in the next hour, we have got Ron Edwards coming up first right after the top of the hour news, and he'll be around with us for a couple of segments. And then after Ron is done, we will have Kathy Chamberlain, the Rules for Deplorables author, and we go into chapter number 10 this week. Of her book, Rules for Deplorables, book.com, the website. And, of course, rule number 10 is resistance. The major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure on the opposition. Kind of like what we got going on right now, huh? With the president draining the swamp and the swamp coming back after him? Yep, and we'll explain all that. And by the way, for those of you that have to leave us, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. But for those of you that are sticking around, we'll be right back with hour number 4, the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.